To anybody that's been in church for any amount of time, Paul is in the storm, I guess I could say it like this, the storm of a lifetime. And sometimes we feel like we're there, amen? Let's look at verse 13. I'm reading verse 13 through 15, then we'll pray and get into the message. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. Help me right now, God, to preach this in a way, God, that each and every one in here would receive what they need to receive. God, help us to, Lord, to have our minds on you. And Lord, help us to, Lord, just to be able to take this and apply it to our hearts, God, that in the next few weeks and months, Lord, that when storms do come, we'd have something to fall back on. And maybe there's somebody tonight, God, right now, going through a storm. Help them, strengthen them, and we'll praise you for all you do, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes storms are not an accident, amen. I thought about this as we're studying. Sometimes storms aren't accidents. Sometimes storms are aggressive. Sometimes storms, we have, you know, just in America, we have tornadoes, and a tornado can come up at any time. They can surprise you. You can be just having a great day, and all of a sudden the wind changed just a little bit, and you got a tornado. But the thing about it is, you know, most of the time, what we deal with most of the time is hurricanes. Hurricanes, you know, we know they're coming. A lot of people know they're coming, and some of them idiots stay down there. Amen. I heard one comedian say, you know, somebody was going to tie themselves to a tree, and right out the hurricane is that it ain't the wind that bothers you, you know, it's that stuff that's in the wind that can hurt you. And I was thinking about it, you know, I remember one night I was working on the highway patrol. I was in Orangeburg, and I think I was on Highway 178 out of Orangeburg there, and this storm came up. And it got so bad, I turned the blue light on. On, pulled over to the side of the road and just sit. And as I was sitting there, the wind was blowing, I mean, just storming. I saw a flash come by my mirror and the window right there by the driver's door. And all of a sudden, the passenger door opened up, and I'm just going to be honest with you, it scared me. I thought it was alien. This guy was wearing a black leather suit with a black full-face helmet on. He was on a motorcycle. And he jumped in my car. I said, "Are you all right?" He said, "The wind blew me off my motorcycle." That's how bad the storm got. I want to preach a little while on this thought, when the storm fights back. Amen. Every last one of us, at some point in our life, we've been there when it felt like, I mean, and as I was studying this, Gavin, my mind went to that movie, The Perfect Storm, about how when those three storms came together, and that fishing trawler was trying to get out, and all of a sudden a little beam of sun come through, and they thought they were going to get out, and all of a sudden it got dark again, and the waves got bigger, and George Clooney looked over at the other guy and said, "It ain't going to let us out." Sometimes storms fight back. And sometimes we're right in the middle of it, and you're doing everything you can do, and the storm still fights back. So let's just look at this just a little while, you know. Acts 27 is about a storm that refused to stop, and yet through it all, God kept his hand right on his man. Number one, when the storm fights back, you need to expect resistance. The Bible says in verse 4, "And when they had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary." That contrary right there, it basically means to be opposite or antagonistic or come against. The storm sometimes stops our progress. You ever been going along in your Christian walk and it seemed like everything was just going great? You were doing great, and all of a sudden a storm comes and it just stopped you right in your tracks. Everybody's been there. The thing about it is, God's people ain't exempt from storms. If you ain't been in a storm, guess what? There's one coming. Amen. And if you're just coming out of one, guess what? You're probably going to go through another one. That's life, amen. God's people are not exempt from the storm. Paul was right in the middle of God's will when this storm hit. Matthew chapter 8, the Bible says in verse 23 and 24, and when he was entered into a ship, now listen, his disciples followed him, Melvin. They were following Jesus. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. His disciples were in the direct middle of Jesus' will, and a storm came. We all been there. And I thought about it as I was studying, slow progress is still progress. The Bible says in verse 7, and when they had sailed slowly many days, glory to God, we got to keep on moving. You just can't quit when a storm comes. The thing about it is, that, as I read this, I preached a message off of this years ago where I read to you a while ago. It said the storm got so bad that we let her drive. In other words, they had to turn loose the wheel and let it go where it wants to go. And I preached a message along these lines, Ben. Sometimes somebody's got to be in control. You can't quit. You just can't throw your hands up and say, that's it, I'm done. Slow progress is still progress. You might not be very much ahead next week than you are this week, but glory to God, we're still on our way to heaven. Amen. The storm fights back. Do y'all realize when a plane takes off, it don't take off with the wind? It takes off against the wind. Amen. Amen. Sometimes that's what we need. Sometimes that's how God uses us, amen? So when the storm fights, expect resistance. But when the storm fights back, now listen, when the storm fights back, you ignore right voices at your own expense. Ever been in a storm and somebody give you a piece of advice? And you think, well, I think I know a little more than they do. I said this just a couple weeks ago. I was preaching on patience or something. I can't remember what it was. The problem with good advice is that it always interferes with our plans. Come on. Amen. Amen. Let me say that one more time. The problem with good advice is it always interferes with our plans. So what in Acts chapter 27, let's look at what verse 9 through 11 says. Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. In other words, Paul said, we ought not be on this boat. We ought to stay here. We ought not go. Paul admonished him and said to him, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Paul warned him, but they'd rather listen to the expert than to listen to the preacher. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Come on. They'd rather listen to you'd rather listen to Dr. Phil. You'd rather listen to Oprah than what the preacher says. The one that the Bible says cares for your soul. The one that the Bible says prays for you. The one that the Bible says is supposed to be there to help you. You'd rather listen to somebody that ain't got no idea what you're going through. I'm just telling you, Paul said, we ought not go right on this voyage. We ought to stay here. But the master and owner or the captain of the ship said, hey, everything's going to be all right. And the Bible says that when a soft wind blew, in other words, it looked like it was going to be good. They went ahead and sailed anyhow. How many of y'all know the majority ain't always right? And most of the time, the majority is not with God. Amen. I'm just going to be, in our day and time we're living in right now, most of the time God is going to be against the majority because the majority is all out for everything else that we know is against the Bible. Amen. Amen. So you ignore the right voice at your own expense. When the storm fights back, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. Verse 13 through verse 17 says this, "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught, we could not bear it, and we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into quicksand, strake sail, and were so driven. This gentle breeze fooled them, supposing they had obtained their purpose. Hey, everything looks good. Let's just keep on going. And all of a sudden, this storm came up. I don't know if maybe Paul could sense what was coming on. I don't know if maybe God might have given Paul some insight. Paul said, there's something that's going to happen. Don't you realize sometimes, folks, I'm telling you, you know storms are coming. There have been times in my life, Mike, that I knew a storm was coming. And I ignored it anyway. But you might be in a storm right now. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it gets a lot worse before it gets better. Sometimes, you know, storms hit you. I said a while ago, sometimes, you know, things come on us gently and it gets worse. But every once in a while, the storm hits hard. The Bible says this storm came up suddenly. The Bible says this storm came up, and the thing about it is, when they let it go, I still question this. Every once in a while, there's going to come a point in your life when you feel like you ain't in control. There's going to come a point in your Christian walk when you feel like you're not in control. Let me ask you a question. How many of you ever been driving in the rain and hydroplaned? Y'all know what I'm talking about? I remember me and a friend of mine was going down the road. We was running about 60 miles an hour. It had been raining just a little bit, and he was driving, and we hit some water, Melvin. Next thing I knew, we were going down US 501 backwards. Ran off into the woods. We didn't get hurt, praise the Lord. That's just how it is. You can be going along and all of a sudden. But you know what happens when you're driving a car and you hydroplane? You survive until it stops. And you survive until you gain traction again. That's what you do in your Christian walk. Every once in a while, spiritually, we are going to hydroplane. Every once spiritually, we're going to feel like we're not in control. But guess what? There's a God in heaven that's watching over us, and there's a God in heaven that's got his hand on you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you just hang on until you get control back in. When the storm fights back, sometimes you got to throw some stuff out. The Bible says in verse 18 and 19, and we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lighted the ship. And the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. In other words, there was some cargo on that ship that was not necessary and that was not going to get them through the storm. When you got a storm in your life, best thing you can do is figure out what kind of cargo you don't need, what kind of cargo that you ain't got to. The Bible says they throwed out the tackling of the ship. That was some precious cargo, Melvin. That's something that they actually needed, but they didn't need it at that time. Amen. See, storms dictate what you really need and what you don't need. You hear what I said? Amen. Storms dictate what you really need and what you don't need. Somebody once asked Tom Landry, the great coach, football coach, why he'd been so successful as a football coach. This is what he said. I did something everyone else who's been successful must do. I determined my priorities in life. God, family, then football. Amen. You want to know why you're in a storm right now? Maybe your priorities ain't where they need to be. They had to figure out what I need. What do we have? What do we have? Absolutely have to have to go through this storm. They looked and all the cargo, it could have been some type of food. It could have been some type of other type of materials. We really don't need this to make it. We got to get rid of it. Sometimes you got to get rid of some stuff in your life just to make it through the storm. When the storm fights back, you got to remember God's word to outlast the wind. If you go back and study this in verse 20 through 26, Paul is praying and Paul had been fasting. And the Bible says when they couldn't even see the sun and stars for many days, the Bible says an angel appeared unto Paul and told Paul what was going to happen. All hope was gone, but God spoke. All hope had been taken away, but God sent an angel. Many of us have been in storms, and we heard the word of God. The word of God gives us hope. In the middle of a storm, God spoke. How many of us have been in the middle of a storm in our life, and the way you come to church, and God give you exactly what you needed? You've been in the storm of your life, and you come to Sunday school, and God give you exactly what you needed. In the middle of a storm, folks, I'm telling you, if we'll listen, God can speak. I read this little illustration. Have you ever thought about this? A lighthouse don't fight the waves. It just stands against them. You hear what I said? A lighthouse don't fight the waves. It just stands against them, and the waves break around it. See, that's what God will do for us. You hang on to the word of God. The word of God can be a lighthouse and just let the waves break around you. Amen. When a storm fights back, and listen to this right here. Everybody listen to this right here. When the storm fights back, your witness means more than your weather. I'm going to say that one more time. When the storm fights back, your witness means more than your weather. What do you mean, preacher? The Bible says in verse 30 through 33, and when the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would cast out anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And when the day was coming on, Paul besought them to take meat, saying, this is the 14th day. Ye have tarried and continued fasting and have taken nothing. In other words, these soldiers had found enough confidence in Paul that Paul had been the witness, and Paul had been what he said he was, and Paul was who he said he was, and they had enough confidence in Paul that when Paul spoke, it didn't matter what the weather was, I'm going with him. Let me ask you a question. Don't you realize everybody's looking at you through the storm? People are watching us. People on Gavin's job, they've heard Gavin talk about being a Christian. They've heard Gavin talking about, you know, church and everything. And they're watching him. Amen. They're watching Melvin. They're watching David. They know David's a Sunday school teacher. They know David is the leader of the Easter play out at Liberty. Everybody knows that. And when they see David, and David's going through a storm, they're watching. And ain't it good when somebody's going through a storm, Dale, that they'll call you because they got confidence in you? And they've watched how you handle the storms. So when you end them, when the storm fights back, you remember your witness is a whole lot better than your weather. When the storm fights back, God might break your ship, but he said you're going to make it. The Bible says in verse 40 through 44, say, listen, and when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail into the wind and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, there's that witness again, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship, and it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. The ship was lost, but they made it. Ain't that the main goal anyhow? To make it. Let me tell you something, folks. You look up here at me real good. If I've got to, Mike, if I've got to lose everything in this life just to make it to heaven, it's worth it. It's worth it. Now, I believe with all my heart, if I do what I'm supposed to and I stay faithful to God, I won't have to go through something like that. But I'm just telling you, folks, hey, they all made it. Why? Because God said they could. Amen. So we got to understand something. The ship might be lost, but we're going to be saved. Sometimes God lets things fall apart in your life just to let you know he's in control. So what about you? What kind of storms? What kind of storms are you going through? Storms that fight back reveal some things. Now listen, and I'm going to come to a close. Jenny, y'all come get us a song. Storms that fight back reveal some things. Now listen, when a storm fights back, it reveals who you listen to. Amen. You hear me? When the storm fights back, it reveals who you listen to. It also reveals what you hold on to. What are you holding on to today? It also reveals what you need to let go of. And then it reveals how faithful are you to God. Faithful to God, it'll reveal how faithful God will be to you. I want you to bow your heads. How many is going through a storm right now? How many is going through a storm and you feel like the storm's fighting back?